Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to check us out on TV. And we're presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it is Will Leach, founder of Deadspin. Now he's a contributing editor at New York Magazine, his columnist for MLB.com. And he recently wrote a column, I believe in the last day, that appears in the Washington Post about this Houston Astros scandal. What's up, Will?
Nice. What's up, Will?
Hey. Good morning. The timing worked out perfect. I feel like the call's coming from inside the house today. I'm coming from the Washington Post with you guys. It's an honor, as always.
Nice. Now, are you going to, is this a regular thing for the Post, or what's the deal?
I think the only way to find out is to just refresh your browser on my piece all day. And if that happens, yes, it will be a regular thing.
Yeah, the Post will say, look at all these hits from Will Leach showing up.
Wow. Right. He was on the Junkies. This is great. They love it.
Oh, this is awesome. All right, yeah, so I don't know your overall take on the deal. I know when we heard sort of the allegations, it was kind of shocking. And I wouldn't have had a problem if they stripped them of their championship, frankly. But they still came down pretty hard on them. No players named. What's your overall take?
Yeah, I don't know about the ticket with the championship. It's just because then it gets into college football territory where we all have to pretend that we never saw Reggie Bush play for USC and all that stuff. I don't know if I should do that, but I do think it was very telling, as I kind of wrote in the Washington Post piece, how there were not actually any players named. And Rob Manfred mentioned in the piece, he had kind of a practical reason for it, which is, and on one hand, I get it, the idea that it would be very difficult to, if you suspend the entire 2017 Astros team for a month or so, they don't have a 2020 Astros team. Now, we might argue that should be the case, but it certainly make it hard to put a schedule together. I would put it that way. So I think that what I kind of wrote about in the piece was I thought it was telling that I think one of the main reasons he didn't mention any players was because, as we all know, there's a major labor fight brewing after next season. And I think, it was just November where he had to release, he had to make a statement about a story that leaked to NBC about how he was going to give no economic concessions. And it seems like a big fight is coming. I do think one of the reasons he didn't mention any players specifically, other than Carlos Beltran, who is not actually a member of the union anymore, is because he doesn't want to fight with the union. I think he doesn't want to fight with the union right now. He doesn't want to mess with all that. This is a complicated enough thing, and the labor fight is a complicated enough thing that I feel like that's one of the main reasons the players weren't punished. He just doesn't want another fight with the union so close to what could be a pretty apocalyptic sort of a CBA discussion.
Wow, it's an interesting theory, and it makes all the sense in the world. Why do we think this is going to be such a monumental negotiation? I mean, everyone's kind of taking their sides, and is there going to be a work stoppage if you had to bet?
It's a little early to say that, but certainly if you were to put together the conditions where there might be a work stoppage, you'd be in that kind of situation right now. Remember, it was just last year after the long free agent kind of fight, and we all waiting for Harper and Machado to sign and everything, and really kind of any free agency to happen. There were players, I remember Adam Wainwright from the Cardinals actively said, oh yeah, there's going to be a strike next year, and I just hope they don't walk out midseason. Now, he kind of walked that back a little bit, but I think it kind of spoke to the heightened, everyone's really kind of lined up in their corners now. There are stories of players putting money away a little bit. There are stories of owners saying that they're willing to lose some time to try to make sure they hang on to the current economic conditions. You've seen the fights with the minor leagues. There's a lot of battles going on right now. This is not specific to baseball, by the way. I think the NBA's got this coming up. The NFL has obviously had lots of issues. It's a time where the union and management, really kind of in all fields, but definitely in sports, are really kind of gearing up for big fights. And so I think in November when because basically in November there was a story that came out that said Manfred was going to make zero economic concessions, and that really kind of lit a fire under a lot of people. I think he's tried to calm the temperature down a little bit because I think there's no way, there's no upside to have people already at each other's throats. And I think that's another one of the reasons that, again, I think it's telling that of all the people involved in the scheme for the Astros, the only one mentioned by name is someone that is no longer a member of the players' union, Carlos Beltran. I think that is very telling, and I think that's by design.
Well, you said, it would wipe out an entire team. And I just feel like it's probably Pandora's box, the way that they're talking about it, that, sure, the Astros have been caught. Now you got the Red Sox involved. And you would have players throughout the league and teams throughout the league who are probably stealing signs in some fashion.
Yeah, I think it's telling. I mean, it's funny. People have been stealing signs in baseball as long as there has been baseball. I mean, clearly, this is something that is not new to baseball. I think on one hand, the technology's gotten a lot better, and I think that's what they're worried about. On the other hand, the end game of this was hitting a trash can with a bat, which is not exactly high tech. So I do feel like it's so kind of pervasive in baseball. I mean, for crying out loud, throughout years and years and years, this has been a big thing. I think what was frustrating, I think, to Manfred, why it came down so hard here, they literally just, like about a year and a half ago, put out a whole new set of guidelines about cheating and stealing signs and using technology. They made a whole big conversation about this, and still the Astros, and it looks like the Red Sox, so that hasn't been confirmed yet, have continued to do it. And to be fair, if you think it was just the Astros and the Red Sox doing this, I think I find it telling the Dodgers are like, well, we would love to comment on all of this, but we can't. I think any team that gets too kind of highfalutin about those bad Astros and those bad Red Sox should maybe be a little careful, because stealing signs, whether you use technology or not, it's really been part of baseball really since the beginning.
Joined by Will Leach. He's got a column in the Washington Post on the Astros cheating scandal. I know who's not upset with what's happening in Houston of late. Our old pal here in D.C., Dusty Baker, is one of them. Buck Showalter, I'm sure, is okay with it because there's some jobs opening up. Bruce Bochy, recently retired. Where do we see some of these guys who've been out of the game for a while or recently out of the game, where do we see them winding up?
Yeah, you know, I find it interesting, too. Another aspect of this is a lot of old-school baseball people already very much hated the Astros. You know, the Astros really have kind of come in with this idea that we've got this all figured out, and you old-school guys don't know anything, and we're the tech, and we're the new guys. And I think people are – no one's shedding any tears for the Astros, and I think you see that with a lot of those old-time managers, which is kind of funny because Buck Showalter, the report came out today, is interviewing with the Astros for a potential job there. I find it amusing. That would be a very interesting clash between old school and new school. But you wonder, you know, listen, the Astros really were the model for a lot of teams in baseball. It's why there's so many teams around baseball that have former Astros employees that are just kind of like, not us. We had nothing to do with that. The Orioles are having this. The Cardinals hitting coach was the hitting coach for the Astros back then. The Astros were so influential that there are Astros people involved with that 2017 team throughout baseball. Now, I wonder if that'll change a little bit because now they kind of have a little scarlet letter on them. And in the transitive property, there's a lot of that whole new tech idea and the whole new analytics and the whole kind of cold efficiency that the Astros really have dominated the market on. You wonder if that starts to fall back a little bit too, and you get more of those old school baseball guys like a Dusty Baker, like a Buck Showalter, people listening to them a little bit more after the last 4 or 5 years of people all telling them that they were dinosaurs.
Joined by Will Leach, once founded Deadspin. Now he's a contributing editor at the New York Magazine, columnist for MLB.com. He's written in the Washington Post. And recently, you went to the national championship game, LSU-Clemson, great game, great story with Joe Burrow, but you wrote about the crowd. What was unique about the crowd, the super crowd, if you will, at the national championship game?
Yeah, it was pretty intense, to say the least. You know, I think that obviously, you know, it's almost a perfect storm of things happening. You know, people are in New Orleans all day. It's the Superdome, which really holds the sound well. You've got two crazy fan bases, not just LSU, obviously, being the home team. But listen, I've watched a lot. I live in the South, man. I've seen plenty of crazy Clemson fans. They were kind of like wanting to step up. And then, obviously, when the president is there, whatever one's thoughts about the president, he certainly elicits strong opinions on both sides. And so he came in. I think he was very universally cheered. In fact, I would argue that was probably the one thing that Clemson and LSU fans were able to agree upon. But it was interesting because as you would use, it reminded me a little bit when you go to like a road stadium, a fan of the road team, and the road team will do something good and they'll start to cheer a little bit and the home crowd will be like, oh, that's not happening in our stadium, and make it that much louder. After the president came in, he was universally, there were tons of cheers. Then there was a little smattering of boos, which led to a much louder cheer, reminding you of the home team drowning out the road team. It was a very raucous environment in a way that kind of everything is raucous right now. And I listen, he was universally cheered, but it definitely set into an environment of, wow, we're going to be as loud as possible for the next 4 hours. And they certainly were.
We were kicking this around before. This is, you know, opinion. Nobody knows. But is in your mind, is Joe Burrow a can't miss? You know, the couple of us think, you know what? If he was such a can't miss, why was he so good last year? He's a 1 year guy.
Well, they didn't have the
maybe
system.
An unbelievable system. Is he a can't miss on the next level? What's your thought there?
I feel like anyone that could potentially be drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals can never be classified as a can't miss.
Right.
That's a good
point.
The Bengals are all sort of a mess. I do think that he benefited a lot from Brady and like from a lot of the quarterback, the kind of the new offensive system that Ed Orgeron put in. But frankly, there isn't a quarterback in the world that they need coaches that will maximize what they're doing. Like if you put Lamar Jackson with a coaching staff that gets how to use him, if you put him in the wrong system or put him in the wrong place, kind of like Joe Burrow was his junior year, it's going to be hard. It's going to be terrible. But
right.
It's going to be hard for him to succeed to his maximum abilities. He was in a perfect spot in LSU this year, but he took advantage of it. And listen, you see a lot of the plays Burrow made this year. It's hard to look at them and be like, wow, what a great system play where he dodged those eight guys and threw it
right.
45 yards downfield. Like, he's certainly capable of doing stuff like that. Obviously, you want to find him in the right position. But, you know, to me, already you've seen not just the kind of intangibles and the ability to play within a system, but the way that he's able to react and improvise is such a big part of football in the NFL right now. It's not going to work if he has a terrible offensive coordinator. It might not work simply because he's playing for the Bengals, but he's got the skills to be there. I don't think any quarterback can succeed in any system you throw them in, no matter what. You got to have the right system for the right quarterback, but I think if the Bengals build their team around him, I think that's not a terrible place to start.
Do you see either of the road teams winning in championship weekend? Can you see the Packers or the Titans winning this weekend?
You know, it's strange. It feels like the Titans don't have a chance, and yet I feel like I've said that three straight weeks now.
Right.
The thing that kind of sold me on the Chiefs a little bit, they kind of had a little bit of, frankly, that LSU vibe, right? Like once they kind of wake up, it's over, and they just could not kind of stop scoring last week. To me, the Packers are interesting. The 49ers, you know, obviously Garoppolo has been good, and they've got the everything's kind of set for them very well. We still have not seen, I don't remember seeing, like a truly great Garoppolo fourth quarter down by four winning drive. Like that, like not to say he hasn't been a good quarterback, he's been a terrific quarterback for them, but you haven't seen that like truly step up, wow, Jimmy Garoppolo is winning this game for them today. And I think that's the kind of thing that worries me a little bit about the 49ers. I do feel like if anyone's going to win the road, it'll be the Packers, but I'm going to bet the home team probably wins both games this week.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, they got smacked less than 2 months ago by the 49ers by 29 points.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and again, a lot of this is it's Rodgers. You know, when Rodgers had so many kind of great playoff moments, and that's the whole. If it's close, that's where I like the Packers there. But the question is whether or not it will be actually close.
Will, great stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it as always, buddy.
Of course, an honor, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. Everybody, click on his story there for the Washington Post.
Give it a lot of clicks.
Love Will Leach, former founder of Deadspin. I'm not even sure. Does anybody even go to Deadspin anymore? All the writers quit.
I haven't for a long time.
They haven't posted since November.
Yeah, yeah. Shame.
You know the other site I used to check out a lot that I don't anymore? The Big Lead. That was kind of in my rotation.
Yeah.
I don't know if they...
That guy still tweets and everything.
Yeah, I just don't see great stories coming out of the Big Lead anymore.
I just follow the guy on Twitter.
I feel like they're the Big Follow. Like, they used to break stories, I feel, and I don't really see anything.
And how many clicks do my Masson blogs have at this point?
Those are a pain in the ass.
I wish I could resuscitate some of those.
Would I want to be paid to blog for someone? I don't know, man, because it's nice in theory, but when the pressure's on to have to come up with something decent.
Got to come up with some sort of content.
It's a pain.
Every once in a while, right?
Every once in a while, yeah.
You know what? I don't think I want to go back and revisit any of those, because of the few that I did, I think one of them, I was applauding the bypass Steph Curry and get Randy Foy and Mike Miller.
Ooh.
I think I was pro
yeah,
that
you should
move.
Never be allowed to blog
yeah,
again
you know what?
After that.
Take my blogging rights away.
We also wouldn't trade moment. Gil for Kobe at one point.
It's true.
We didn't blog about that. But we were very pro Hibachi.
We were on that team.
Now, that's what he was averaging, like 30.
The Hibachi was super hot.
He was right there with them for a year.
The Hibachi was heating up.
He
was. You know that.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. Your chance to steer the show, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen to this station, you got a chance to win $1,000 every hour.
Yes, you do.
So listen for the cash flash. And on our program, 9:45 will give you a chance to win some Monster Jam tickets. Four pack of tickets to go see Monster Jam at Capital One Arena. That's coming up January 25th. Are you going, or your family's going, or your son's going? Who's going?
I got tickets courtesy of my friend, my close personal friend, Jim Van Stone from Monumental Sports, for my brother and his kids.
Gotcha.
Nice.
His youngins.
Yeah, nice. He's got three now.
He has three, correct. Two boys and a girl.
You know, I'm having this big deck and patio and everything installed at the house.
Yep.
And I just got a call from one of my guys at Long Fence. Mm-hmm. I think Long Fence.
Very good.
For taking care of me. Believe me, they're not fully taking care of me, but they're doing what they can.
They're helping you out.
God bless them.
Yeah.
But man, I can't believe this thing is a reality. I just can't believe it. They'll probably start fairly soon here. But I thought I had a deal for a hot tub. I think my hot tub deal might have evaporated.
Oh, it's fallen through?
I think it might. I went and talked to Courtney at the holiday party.
Your hot tub deal went cold?
I think my hot tub deal is frozen.
Oh, that's never good to hear.
So, might be a free agent in the hot tub market
again. You're a hot tub free agent.
Yes.
Okay,
so
good.
So, if you work in that space, hit me up. EB Junkies on Twitter.
Yes.
I need to get that straight.
Let him know.
Because I got the deck straight. I got the pavers and everything that I'm doing with the patio straight.
Yeah.
My brother came over there and we knocked down this tree. We didn't kill anybody.
That's good. That's solid.
And we've even chopped up some of the wood. We're going to use it for firewood. I have a question for you.
We chopped up the wood or he? That's very important.
He did.
Yeah, right.
I didn't do anything.
Let's be honest.
That's really true. I mean, I didn't do anything. I think I took one or two axe swings at something.
Okay.
But didn't really make a dent.
Right.
When you take wood that you've chopped a tree down in your backyard,
okay,
or your brother did.
You're speaking a foreign language to me, but yes.
Can you just take any tree and throw it in your fireplace, or does it have to be a certain type of wood?
I don't know.
I think
and this tree,
he
didn't split the wood, he just cut it And so it has like the bark all the way around it. And okay. I've never put You'll like a fine. Tree with bark all the way around.
They
like
smell
a
little different.
I'm going to guess it's okay.
Is there some sort of like toxic gas that's going to come into my house or something?
I don't think so. I mean, but again, I'm not an expert. I don't burn fires in my home, so I can't tell you.
We're burning fires every
tree,
day.
Right?
I'm sorry?
You also don't have a tree to chop down.
I don't have a tree to chop down. I actually, that's a lie. I have one gigantic tree on my property in the front. Yeah. I have no trees in the back.
Right.
That's why it ricks me whenever there are leaves in my backyard because they're from all my neighbors' trees.
Yeah. If I drive by your house, though, at 4 p.m. today,
yes.
How many cars will I see in the driveway?
Today, because I did pull the trigger on a purchase at nice. Farish yesterday. I now have another Jeep Grand Cherokee
Casey's
in my driveway.
Casey's got three Cherokees in his house. Is he the greatest endorser
ever? I have two Grand Cherokees.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
And I have a Cherokee. There's a difference. The Grand Cherokee is the nicer model.
Yeah, they're both
Cherokee's
nice.
A little stripped down from yeah. the Grand, yeah. obviously.
Well, you have four in your family that drive.
Correct.
What's the fourth pooper? So you got three Cherokees?
No. I have four Jeeps now. I have
three Cherokees,
and my son.
Oh, he drives a Compass.
He drives the Compass Trailhawk.
Right.
We're a Jeep family. We're a Farish Jeep family.
You should co-own that dealership.
I would be butt-sized.
They got to put you. You should be in for like 1%.
I would love to have 1%. I don't think Kevin Farish is that. I don't think he's that benevolent.
Right.
But if he wants to give me 1%, I'll take it.
I mean, I love BMW Fairfax, but I'm not sure I can have four Beamers in the driveway.
Well, we have a lot of drivers.
Maybe that's what
there's
I should
a lot
be
of Adams in my house. A lot of Adam drivers.
There's more Cherokees than Dances with Wolves.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I bought one yesterday. I drove it home last night.
Hmm. Nice. Congratulations, my
yes.
friend.
That's right, what happens when your car gets wrecked on the highway. You got to go out and get something else.
Let's bang out. And you went big this time because the last car you got was kind of nubs. This time you just went.
Well, I wanted to hook up my wife a little bit because she's used to driving a Grand Cherokee. My daughter has the older one, so I'm going to give her this.
Right.
And I'm going to take her Cherokee.
Nice.
By the way, I just saw a story, which I know Eric would love, because he's always been intrigued by nudist camps for whatever reason.
Hurting they are.
And this isn't a nudist camp story, but it's just similar.
I'm always fascinated by nudist camps, right. Although I know they're all pigs.
Right.
There's no chance there are hot people at nudist camps.
No way.
This is impossible.
It's all
above-ground pools and campers.
You've always been intrigued by that, and I think you would most enjoy this.
Yeah.
Be intrigued if you stumbled upon this. A woman was caught on camera walking naked through an airport in Miami.
I mean, she clearly was high or out of her mind, right?
I mean, I see
was it some sort of protest thing? Did she have something like written on her boobs?
Right.
Yeah.
Was it like
I
a climate
know.
Change walk or something?
I don't know. And
I'm going to go with high or like she overdosed on meds and didn't know what she was doing. Something along those lines.
She was right. walking in her dark blue underwear, and then she's apparently singing as she calmly takes off her clothes while walking through the airport.
Send me the link. If you got a link, send it to me. All right, let's pass some of these calls. People want to chime in here. It's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Let's go to our guy, Harold, calling from the Eastern Shore. Hey, Harold, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
What's up, Harold? I just wanted to tell you about don't burn pine. Pine will mess up your chimney.
All right, I've heard that before.
What sort of tree was cut down? Do you even know?
No, all I know that it was hard wood. Like, it went through three chainsaws. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
really?
That's not pine.
Very, very, very hard, sturdy wood. I don't know what the hell it is.
Okay, if you do, you can burn oak, locust, maple. Cherry is really good because it smells good, too. And, you know, gum tree. Almost anything but pine.
Pine?
Did you have a blue chew tree in your backyard?
It's very sturdy.
I think you may have.
Could have.
Yeah.
What is pine? So like if it has sap or something? Like pine cones?
Yeah, pine trees have sap generally,
so that's,
yes.
So that's what he's talking about.
Bunch of warm.
You know what a pine tree looks like.
I'm not a tree guy. I'm not an animal guy.
You don't know
guy.
What a pine tree looks
I
like?
I know if it has pine cones.
Look, yeah, that's generally a pine tree.
Okay. All right, I'm not
if
a tree guy.
If it has needles on it, it's pine tree.
Right. Right. And why does everybody say that? Why does that ruin your chimney?
It'll gum it up.
Okay.
And then it can catch fire. and then burn your house down.
Well, that wouldn't be a good thing.
That's you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
You'd be so
it.
Bitter if you put the new deck and all this pavement in your backyard and then your house burns down.
Right.
Because you threw a stupid pine tree into your chimney.
I definitely have a pine tree next to my basketball hoop.
Okay.
Because it leaked sap all over my vehicles.
Right.
Which I still haven't gotten off.
You need to get that worn off your vehicles immediately. Why don't you cut that tree down?
I would love to. It's on my neighbor's property, and it creeps over mine.
Hold on. It's your neighbor's tree?
It actually is my neighbor's tree. It's right near their driveway, and the branches overhang onto my side.
Well, you should let your neighbor know that your silly cars.
They're renters.
Oh, they're renters.
They're not going to do anything.
Do you know who the owner is?
The owner died, and his wife is probably in a nursing home.
Well, you need to contact her at a nursing home and
she
say,
"She wouldn't even know who I am."
Say your trees are sapping all over my car.
I literally have Warren on two of my four cars. The Escalade, is pummeled with Warren. Pummeled.
It's all over the place.
And I haven't gone to car dealerships. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows how to get the Warren off my car.
Here's what you should do. Because they're renters, I'm just getting into their headspace.
They don't care.
They don't care about
that
tree.
I trim the branches back.
How large is the tree? Would they notice it if it's gone?
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
You know what you do? Cut it down and deal with the repercussions.
I have to
later.
Hire people because it's tall.
Oh, that's true.
And it overhangs. And it's, I don't like to get up on ladders, cakes.
I wish all of my neighbors would cut down all of their trees just so their leaves don't fall into my backyard. Because I don't like picking up leaves.
Yeah, nobody does.
I mean, it's a terrible thing to do.
You don't want one single Ryan.
I don't want one Ryan on my grass.
Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's
so
up?
Stupid.
Kevin, you're on with the Junkies. How are you?
First time caller.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to give a lot of advice to a friend that you were trying to fix up.
Adam.
If you're just an average guy, you're not a great talker, you got to kind of think like women, and you got to go to places that women go to and men would never go to.
All right, slow down. Can you pick up your phone?
Yeah,
you
got to
be on Bluetooth.
Very garbled.
You got to pick up your phone.
Kevin's advocating that he goes to places where women go, but not
JP. You're talking over him.
Don't like to do.
He hasn't done.
But then you go there, and there are 10 women.
No, I'm not talking to him anymore. Not talking to him any longer.
Kevin, I put him on hold. Kevin,
get him.
He's not going to give us any sort of sage advice. He's basically saying, go where the women are, where there aren't any men.
Maybe he should go to, yoga or something. Or, Orange Theory.
He's not going
to
succeed if he goes to a class of 30
women. No, but at least he goes to a target-rich environment.
You know what?
I don't hate the idea.
Book club.
A book club?
Book. Yeah.
He can't even read.
Yeah.
He can probably do coloring books.
He's not interested in books.
I'm not at all.
Yeah.
He won't even read sports books.
Is he back on?
I don't know.
What was his problem?
He says he was speaking into the phone.
Kevin, why do you sound so distant?
Sorry.
That's better.
That's better.
The phone slightly away from me.
I mean, you're still kind of hurting, but that's better.
Yes. All right, so what is your theory?
Okay. So you gotta almost think like a woman. You got to do things that women like to do and men don't like to do.
Such as?
You got to join a dance class, go to a church group.
Ooh, I've got a perfect spot.
Join a gardening class or a gardening club.
Farmer's market.
Things that you probably don't like to do.
Yeah,
that's things where there are going to be 10 women and two guys.
It's not a terrible idea.
And you actually have a chance.
Is that how you are you married or dating?
Yeah. A friend talked me into going to a church group.
Right.
I wasn't really going to church at the time.
Right.
And I went to this dinner, and there were 20 women and four guys.
So you went to a church group to score.
But he's an Epstein. Epstein, maybe a synagogue group.
Yeah,
he
can do that. Well, yeah, I mean, isn't that a built-in advantage? Don't they have all kinds of Jewish dating services and everything? That's
J-date. Isn't it called J-date?
Yeah. Or maybe he's not looking.
I would call it a
disadvantage. That's a huge advantage.
You know what? No. He shouldn't limit himself to just a Jewish dating site. He needs to cast the widest net possible.
Isn't that a cultural thing where a ton of people want their daughters to hook up with another Jewish guy?
Of course.
So, I mean, it should be shooting fish in a barrel.
No, it's not like that.
Shooting gefilte fish in a barrel.
Have you ever been on J-Date?
Yes.
Okay. And
I don't know if I pronounce it correctly.
Why?
What was your experience with J-Date?
I didn't get sized.
You don't get sized for your people? You don't get sized for your people?
Look, my people have some beautiful women like Bar Raffaelli. Most of them,
so you can
though,
pick a wife. It's a supermodel. Silly. See, that's what you're aiming too high.
I hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
You think you're too good for an average Jewish girl?
No, but wait. What do you mean average? What
I mean,
do you
like mean a normal, just what you know, like a dime a dozen. An average Jewish
I think
girl.
I'm a little above average. Yes, EB. Why is that so bad for me to have the confidence in myself that I could
it's
score?
It's good to have confidence, but be realistic.
But, you know, if
you're butt average.
I know you're not a huge baseball guy, right?
That's
right.
Actually a compliment.
If I was playing baseball, right, and I was batting 125, but I still thought I was above average, the statistics say I'm not. I'm actually below average. Your statistics were you went 0 for an entire calendar
all right,
year.
I'm on the Chris Davis contract.
Well, the difference is he's a multimillionaire. You're a pauper.
All your zings are terrible.
Here's what you need to find. You need to find the female equivalent of a poker room. I was with my wife grabbing a drink at MGM National Harbor last weekend.
Yeah.
And I said, if you know any single women that are desperate, you send them to the poker room. Because right. It's 150 guys to every one woman in the room. You need to find the flip version of that, whatever that might be.
All right, but I still don't see him successful. Like, if he went to a Zumba class.
Right.
Like, I've seen Zumba classes. There'll be, like, 40, almost all women. There might be two or three guys. Basically, they're dance classes.
No, but
classes.
If he went there religiously and got to know people, how could he not?
I just think
he
would get in shape,
it's
too.
It's like a thing. It's a chemical thing. Eventually,
he'd be ripped. No, I'll rip
maybe
the
you,
strap
that. You should do like taking, solid core. Or
I was
something.
Taking boxing classes. And,
boxing,
and there were well, it's like a workout class, and there were a ton of women.
What about
so?
Why,
so
I'm not into it.
I just
but
got
what about
too
the
tired.
CrossFit phenomenon? Isn't that a cult?
That's why don't you get more into guys? I think
you
actually,
think you can lift the tire. Chicks that are in that
boxing will be more women. Actually,
well, he said there was a lot, but why wouldn't you stick to it?
I just got
it.
Tired of it.
You got tired.
Like you didn't like going to it or like physically tired?
I didn't like getting tired. I was out of shape.
It felt like a sewing class.
This one does not involve workouts. Well, you would walk around a little bit. Farmer's market. You know how many women go to farmer's markets? Now, most of them are married and a little bit out of your age range. But go to a farmer's market, bring your recycled bag, and walk around and look for some single
ladies. I think
he
needs an older woman, an older divorcee.
Maybe.
That's what I think. Yeah.
I maybe you go to like a one, like.
Well, I mean, I just let's be honest. I mean, what's he going to get? I mean,
I think he's just got to stumble onto like the unicorn that likes some of the things that he likes, and he's got to come across with her in work because it's not going to happen like at a bar. It just doesn't happen for him.
Right.
He's not able to.
All right,
pull
they're screaming
off.
That we got to go to a break. All right, what time is Gus coming on? Gus coming on at 9:20 if his phone works.
Yep,
I think
we'll
he had to trade in his phone.
Him.
All right, if you want to chime in, though, it's open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show, 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, a couple days ago you mentioned the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
And I happened to be walking by somebody, I don't want to say who it was, and they were like barking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I do agree with them. Whitney Houston and who was the rapper? Notorious B.I.G.?
Right.
How is that in the Rock and Roll
Hall of
Fame?
Yeah, but they've got like LL Cool J and they've got some other guys
in
there.
They all shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, well.
It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
If it's just going to be rock and roll, there's going to be nobody in there.
Why? The Nine Inch Nails made it.
Okay, but like rock and roll, traditional rock and roll doesn't even really exist anymore.
Sure it does. Cakes goes to see their shows.
Sure. Who? I'm looking for...
How many rock and roll bands are there?
Sadly, it's mostly like older bands. Like, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Def Leppard and Motley Crue at Nationals Park later this summer. But, I mean, those guys are getting up there.
I have no problem with the title. It's a music hall of fame.
By the way, I don't think we touched on the fact that Neil Peart. His last name is pronounced Peart.
Peart.
I used to think it was Pert, and then all the Rush nerds like his last name's Peart.
Yeah.
Passed away. I think it was last week at the age of 67.
Cancer. We used to play a lot of Rush on the show.
Sad news. Way too early. 67.
Did we play Tom Sawyer every show?
I don't know. We may have. Probably played it a lot back in the day.
It wasn't the opener of the show, but I feel like Tom Sawyer was a staple.
I'm sure we played it a ton.
I don't know. Valdez plays the same about 11 songs.
It's a great rock tune. But, I mean, I was a little bit shocked by that news. I didn't know he was battling brain cancer. And then just gone, dead, at 67.
He had glioblastoma?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Which is just brutal. Practically undefeated. Though JP knows one guy that beat it with, like, a herpes virus or something.
I think he's widely viewed as, like, the... If he's not the greatest rock drummer of all time, amongst the top two or three,
it's not best one guy. Drummers of all the time. First, they did a 60 Minutes piece about Duke.
I don't think too many people are doing that. It's not working for many people because everybody would do it. Yeah, it basically, if you get that one, you're a goner. That guy is a one in a million shot. Let's go to Danny.
The optimist.
Well, it's just truth. Danny and Ashburn, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy,
what's up?
Hey, So I've got some advice for AWOD.
All right.
Yeah.
He should find a place, like either a library or maybe even a church, and volunteer his time to teach English as a second language.
Yeah. I think he's a racist, to be honest with you. I'll be honest with you.
He shouldn't be teaching English to anybody. He can barely speak English.
But I don't even think I think he really only likes white people.
And would you, by the
way. That's not true at all. I actually have been more interested in Latino women as of the last few months.
And you would get plenty there. And a lot of times it's, you get a lot of au pairs. So
maybe
they're a little bit
like
on the, probably the age bracket that he's looking for.
Like a stupid au pair from another country? She thinks that he's like the American?
There's no chance Adam knows what that
I
is.
I do. An au pair is you get hired to nanny and you like sleep at the house.
Look at that. He does know.
That's the biggest upset in the world.
He brings up an idea, though. Danny brings up an idea. What have we ever thought of? Because they're so nice. One thing I'll say about the Elzol people, and I just say hi to them every day in the break room. The Elzol people are the nicest people ever.
I think you're talking about Patricia and Chepe.
Yeah, but even the guys.
Yeah.
But the women will look at you, a kiss. I mean, they're the nicest people ever. Why don't we get Patricia or one of them to come over here? They could probably get him some buns. Some like Puerto Rican buns or something.
But if there's one stereotype about Latina women, they like macho men.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's too soft. He's too much of a
wuss.
I didn't know that was a stereotype. Yes. So Latina women want a
strong
man.
Alpha male.
Strong,
men.
Like dominant
not like
dude.
A cuck.
Not a doughy
I'm
mess.
In the gym every day. I'm getting stronger.
Yeah. So you think that's a...
I don't think that's, by the way. I don't believe that.
You don't believe what?
I think since he won his bet, he just said he's hitting the gym every day. So
be honest. How many days have you missed?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week.
Yes. The only day I missed was
the day you won the bet?
Okay. Yeah.
You stand by that?
Yeah.
It's part of your routine.
Yep.
Good for you.
You don't come home tired from Podcast Village, too tired to do it.
I come home exhausted, and then I go straight to the gym, and I get on the elliptical. And my new bit is I put my stupid hoodie over my eyes.
Why?
So I can't see how much I'm running or how long it takes.
I quit saying it's running when you're an elliptical. It's tilting.
Yeah.
You're not running.
What am I doing? I'm flowing with the motion.
You're rotating.
You're not doing much, I tell you that.
You know what? Last night I burned 380 calories, and I felt sus.
I mean, that's a decent amount. It's nothing to really brag about. 380.
No, I know.
Yeah. It's probably a long time on that dumb elliptical, though, to get up to 380. What'd you have to be on there for?
9 hours?
No, it was like 33 minutes or something.
33 minutes?
Yeah.
Not bad.
But I met an au pair once in D.C., and she was from Brazil, way out of my league, but I got her number.
Yeah, and what happened?
And then she never texted me back.
Of course.
Hey, hold Alicia,
Draven, you don't think...
What websites are you currently on and using?
Hinge and Bumble.
What's
Use
Hinge?
Those every day?
Which one's Hinge?
Hinge is you kind of like write two truths and a lie about yourself.
What? That
sounds terrible. So what are you writing? What are your two truths? Are you going to read them to
us? Bring up.
I bet you there are three lies.
Yeah. Three lies. Yeah.
You should get on Unhinged and find some unhinged women to date you. Right. That's what you should be on.
All right. While he looks that up, let's go to Kevin in Fairfax. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, I got the perfect woman for him, an alcoholic nymphomania.
Right.
That was almost as bad as AWOT's joke.
But he's not really joking, though, I don't think.
He needs to go to Snottingham's on Wednesday night in Columbia. It's Cougar Night.
I think that was one of Drunk Mike's old haunts.
Yeah. Naughty.
They'd probably get after it there. Yeah.
Is there one near a little more local, though? Is there like a Cougar Night around here in like the D.C., you know, Arlington, Alexandria area?
I'm guessing it's not officially called that.
He can borrow some money and go to the River Club in Georgetown Wednesday nights.
What's the River Club?
Don't know.
It's supposed to be a big hangout where rich divorcees go to hunt young men.
Right. That's what I think. That's what you need. You need a rich divorcee. She's looking for some young... Some young buck.
You know, like one of Jack Kent Cook's old wives?
Exactly. Marlena.
Yeah, Marlena. Right. That's a good poll.
This is Kevin from Glory Days, the guy who brought in a half-eaten cherry pie. I'm not taking dating advice from him. Yeah.
I don't know him.
That's a very good point.
I don't know him.
EB, I have my two truths and a lie here.
All right, so just read them. I know, obviously, which one's the lie?
Probably.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sexually active.
Don't say what it is. Yeah, right.
Okay. My roommate and I have a cute kitten.
That's probably a truth.
I'm a radio host.
Lie. That's a lie.
That's the truth. I hosted on Christmas.
Yeah, right.
I have three older brothers.
Well, that's the lie.
You just have a sister,
You just
right?
have one sister.
I just have a sister.
You and picked the most the boring thing, lie ever.
So other question is, you should not go out with me if, and my answer is, you do not like drinks, movies, or sports.
Here's how dumb
Why
you are.
Why do you always put sports
The next question is, where to find me at a party?
Adam.
I think you got to take the drinks off, too, because it makes you sound like an alkie right there.
Yeah.
Girls my age get sized to binge drink.
Shouldn't his lie be like, I'm going to climb Mount Everest next year or something?
That's so lame, Cakes.
At least it sounds semi-interesting. I have three older brothers. You think that's interesting?
What's sad is that Rom used older. Dating websites and got a marriage out of it, and you can't use one to even get a date.
Right. It is true.
I can get dates. I just go on them and they're nubs.
He doesn't get second dates. That's for sure.
It has been an issue.
A lot of first dates.
I have a pattern of being a first date guy.
Yeah, you need to break the pattern.
Yeah. Well, I saw the way you were chasing that one girl around the Wizards game. It was ridiculous. It was embarrassing.
Can't say that.
Oh. Is he still grasping?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you want me to be the AWOD silly who is doing 30 minutes of great radio here in Washington, D.C., JP, it's 10 times better than the Blitz. You've been talking about the Wizards game and Wizards outsiders. Quentin Mayo. I had him on my show first.
When did I talk about him? At 6:10. It's now 9 o'clock.
You've dropped his name like twice a week in the last month.
That sounds like somebody who's jealous.
Yeah, you're the only person keeping track. Like putting tally marks down. Wow.
I mean, it's a producer studio bit.
What's going on, Drive? Behind the scenes.
JP does this have an obsession with Quentin Mayo.
Quentin Mayo is a new guy that they have over at NBC Sports Washington, right? He's like he was like a YouTube guy that now they put on air, and JP says he's really good.
I don't know if JP like wants to be boys with him or best friends or he's just trying to help
boys with him. He's 27 years younger than me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's pestering CK about Quentin Mayo.
Right. Oh, he is. He's doing his running challenge.
I'm sure I'm pestering CK about him. I love how you lie.
But hold on. Quentin's doing...
Drab is, by the way, if AWOD's a liar, Drab is right next to him. Well, I'll just say, he's right next to him.
JP has the face,
I'm just going to tell you what he does is,
JP,
I mentioned
how would I know about this?
One time to him,
how would I know
and
about
it becomes
this?
Pestering. I'll say the truth is I mentioned his name to him
once.
That's
the adjective I chose to use. That's the way I took it from CK when he told me about it.
Mentioning somebody one time equals pestering.
All right, well, I'll tell you, you're pestering me about it.
How?
Every day you're mentioning Quentin Mayo.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Tally it up. Let's see if that's actually truthful.
Because
you know it's a lie.
You're the tallier.
Yeah, well,
you do
because
it.
I actually operate in truth.
Okay.
Now we've gotten
into
just,
all of a sudden got really
now
we've
gotten into just fighting territory. Yeah. We'll just sit back and watch
you
guys
it
fight.
To be done.
Yeah. Okay. So just keep the tally.
I'll keep the tally.
Bring it up at the end of the month. But he's got a fan. He's got one big fan, that's for sure. I hear he's good.
Got Gus Frerotte joining us at 9:20, if his phone works, because he was scheduled last week.
Correct.
But we will talk NFL playoffs. You've got the Chiefs against the Titans. Cakes is rooting big time against
the Chiefs.
Titans rooting for the Chiefs. You got 49ers Packers, so we'll get into that. And we'll take more of your calls at 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.